The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, best-selling author and health expert Jordan Rubin reveals the health benefits from natural remedies found in God's creation.
And I was told by a medical professional and then another one that you have terminal cancer and you're going to die if you don't do it this way. I did it God's way. I never looked back. They say 5 years is a cancer cure. This is 12 years, and best of all, I've brought people with me.
You know, we tell you oftentimes that we care as much about you as any of the people that you see us helping on the mission field, whether it's feeding them or giving them clean water that is not contaminated and deadly, and where we're rescuing the sexually trafficked. We try to help people everywhere, but we always say, and it's the truth, we care as much about you as these people we're asking you to help us give hope and life to. And Jordan Rubin has helped give life to as many people that are like us. We believe that Jordan, you know, he started out years ago with a Maker's Diet. We were one of the first people to start helping him promote the Maker's way of eating. But he went on to find more ways to help all of us, and natural remedies is one of them. And I'm just glad to have him here to help you. Well, Jordan Rubin is back with us. I couldn't believe it. He said it was 13 years ago. My goodness, we must have been so young. We aren't. Hey, listen, he came in and talked about the Maker's Diet. He came back and talked about your journey to wellness. But boy, it's been a while since he's been here. And he's been to hell and back in some ways, because he's had to fight something nobody wants to fight. But because of the fight, he's able to help a lot of people win. Natural remedies. In the back of this book, this is amazing. Every one of the products, natural products, is listed, and where you find what it does, the page. And listen, this is unlike any book. It's just magnificent. It's not only everything is just laid out where you can read about how things work. Here's one on weight gain and obesity, and essential oils, cinnamon, grapefruit, ginger, black pepper. My goodness, all the different oils that work. I mean, it's the most amazing thing. We want to give you this. We've got a body that God has said is His temple, and we need to take care of it. We haven't done a good job. We've hurt the temple of God. But now then we realize, okay, we can actually, Betty, we're now going toward our late 70s. I mean, we've been here a long time, you know, we're on our way for a century. And we want to be strong, because we want to point people to the healer and to the answer. And that's what we're doing. Well, man, we're learning, and I'm excited about it. And Jordan Rubin's come back to bless us, even though, like I said, he's been to hell and back. But he's also had some really great things happen when he came out on the other side of hell with the challenges, but also something's happened in the family. I mean, tell us about the children. Jordan Rubin is here. We're just at all, everybody's standing and clapping all over the place. Jordan, we're just so glad to see you. What's happened with the family's growth?
Yes, well, when I was here last time, my wife and I had one amazing son, Joshua. And since, we've added 5 adopted children from age 7 to 22. And when we entered that amazing fraternity that you know well of bringing a child into our home, the good news is there's no biological clock there. So people say, are you done? And we say, we've never turned one down yet. So the Lord's brought us some amazing kids. And it's been a challenge. But what I can tell you is understanding natural health and how we're able to help people physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. There's not a day, there's not an hour that goes by where I'm not using a natural remedy that we write about in this book for a boo-boo, for a headache, for a sniffle. I mean, it list goes on and on. So we're extremely blessed to have tools to raise these children to be world changers, because every one of them have trauma, whether it was in the womb, knowing what it's like to be unwanted, whether it was being raised by someone who didn't properly have the tools to care for them. So every one of our children has struggles, and we have been able to work through them by God's grace and His provision, which is part of the natural remedies He's given for all of us.
You know, if this audience could be here, they would have interrupted what you were saying with applause for your love for the children who've been challenged. And I mentioned you've been to hell and back, and it wasn't because you got a house full of kids. It can make sometimes life seem like hell. But the point is, you've had a disease that most people never want to hear. Tell us about it.
Well, a year after our last program, I was on a one-year tour in a 45-foot bus, like you'd travel to do concerts. I was doing seminars, ministering in churches, doing book signings, and recording a TV program for Christian television. And during this time, the middle of it, we'd already been to 150 cities, I started to experience some pain, and I thought it was a hernia. We were about to tape a program with professional athletes. I was going to get involved and pretend I could hang with them. I was all excited, but I was being held back. And I ended up going to a physician, told him I thought I had a hernia. He agreed, but he said, you may want to have a little exploration when they fix that hernia. And I remember being wheeled out from the hernia surgery, and my mom was there, and I didn't remember her coming to the hospital. This was kind of a minor thing, and the doctor said, you have cancer. Now, mind you, I had written a book on cancer the year before. I'd helped people with cancer, coach them, and my world was rocked. But I thought, well, perhaps it was a surgery that removed whatever was there, and it's kind of a long story how this occurred, but I went to the oncology appointment with my wife, and the doctor laid this out, and I said, I believe God's going to heal me naturally and supernaturally. I'm not going to go the conventional route. And he looked me and my wife in the face and said, if you don't do conventional treatments, there is a 100% chance you will be dead in 3 months. Mm-hmm. Not 98, not 50. And instead of just wailing or shrinking down, the doctor left the room to go get some paperwork, and I told my wife to stand at the door, and I got on my face, and I quoted something that I have probably a dozen times before, Job chapter 1, verse 21, and I said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I did that because Job, and his reaction to losing everything was to get on his face and say, you are God, and I don't understand this, but I'm going to give you glory, and whatever happens, it's in your hand. And I'll never forget that. I call it Job's prayer, and I've done it, as I said, about a dozen times when insurmountable odds, the sucker punch, the life gets sucked out of you. You don't know what else to do, and you just go to your knees. And I then began a 40-day journey in physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional wellness. I put everyone and everything out of my life that represented anything contrary to God's word. And I stopped praying, Lord, if it's your will to heal me, and started saying, Lord, by your stripes, I am healed. I had a great team at my company at the time, and I sat them down. Some were believers, some weren't. And I said, here's what I'm going through. And they freaked out. And I said, God has healed me. He's going to manifest it. They didn't understand the words, but I started praying, and I put together a compilation of scriptures that I prayed three times a day to put the devil on notice and give God the offering to heal me. I disconnected from work, spent 12 to 14 hours a day with the right foods and detoxification protocols. I forgave everyone I needed to and asked for forgiveness for those that I needed to. I dealt with past memories. It was a comprehensive program, and I had joy and peace and faith 97% of the time. I was very convicted to be followed by physicians. I got regular blood work done, scans at the same radiology center, because I wanted this to be a documented miracle. And when I would get a phone call from the lab director, I would look at my cell phone, and every time my hand would shake. It was like I was walking on water until that call came. And I could list so many instances that I probably had more joy than someone who had a huge house and had everything. And here I was facing a death sentence, but I determined, I chose life. I didn't understand a lot about what happens and what could happen, but I knew one thing, that God had a plan for me, and I continued to confess what I believed and what I wanted to happen. We're so quick to talk about what we don't want to happen. We talk about our disease more than our healer. We talk about our challenges more than our victory. And I just decided I'm going to set all that aside and I'm going to move forward with God. One thing that I did that I'm so excited to share with your partners and viewers, in this Natural Remedies book, the Lord gave me this, I'll call it a body therapy, and I call it By His Wounds. And we take essential oils that you could buy in any store. These are herbs and spices. And it requires another person to be with you because the power of human touch is amazing. Someone you love, and you put drops of oil on all of the places where Jesus was pierced or where he was wounded. You end with 39 strokes on the back, 40 lashes minus one, while you play worship music. And I'm getting chills. I did this 40 consecutive days, had somebody do this for me for hours. And I fought. And I told only a small group of people because I was already an author, already, you know, had a company and an audience, but I couldn't even handle the weightiness of people's prayers. When people wanted to wish me well, or when people were concerned about, well, are you sure you should do this? And are you sure you shouldn't do that? We had just adopted two children. They were 3 months old. I had a three-year-old at the time, and I was told by a medical professional and then another one that you have terminal cancer and you're going to die if you don't do it this way. I did it God's way. I never looked back. They say 5 years is a cancer cure. This is 12 years, and best of all, I've brought people with me. There's a man that I met a year later, introduced by a good friend of ours, John and Lisa Bevere, a pastor in California, who was 50% chance of dying, had a massive church in California, young man, wanted to see God's purposes in his life. He followed the program, and now today, some years later, he's healthier than he was when he was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that I don't understand, James and Betty, and I was talking to Bruce backstage. I've held a good friend in my arms doing CPR while he breathed his last breath, while his newborn first child was 3 days away from being born. I don't understand it, and I never will in this life. But what I do know is, as long as I'm breathing and as long as someone watching has a will to live, there's hope. And this Natural Remedies book is really a combination of physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional healing, whether you're dealing with toenail fungus or multiple sclerosis, there is hope. But beyond the Natural Remedies, the giver of life, he desires for us to live our fullest. And I don't know how many days that is, but I'm going to go kicking and screaming until it's time. And I want to be standing like Moses at 120 years of age with my eyes bright and my strength still within me. I want to be like Caleb at 85. I'm 45 now. This is pretty cool. So I quote this every morning. I will be stronger at 85 years of age than when I was at 45, because that's what Caleb said when he went to conquer 40 years. So I said, I'm going to be the strongest I've ever been at 45 to set the bar high for 85. It's possible, and everyone wants it. It's time to take hold of it. I had my back against the wall. Not everyone watching does. Maybe there's a small challenge. Maybe your child has ADD or autism. There's hope, and there's healing. And it starts with the healer.
I want to just say thanks. I need to talk to you a minute. He's not giving you a perfect formula. He's not giving you the guaranteed cure. He's talking about the perfect person. He's talking about the power and the person we trust. Not a formula, not a practice. He's giving you things that he did that were in themselves even a testimony by the oils on the wounds. But it was a trust that, you know, by his stripes, his wounds were healed. He just simply said, in my journey, the Lord took me here. And we lost a daughter to cancer who never knew anybody that believed God more than she did. I couldn't help but find myself thinking, I wish she could have heard this. I wish she could have known it. And I really do. But she's looking down right now. If my daughter could shout something to all of us, she'd say, Mom and Dad, tell them don't miss this. I'm seeing my little grandbaby girls, and I'm rejoicing forever. But listen to Jesus, not Jordan or James or Betty, and just know there are things that God does use to heal us. And I'm just telling you, I don't know what you're going through, but boy, this guy's been through it. I mean, we've been through suffering. Betty and I know what it is to have a broken heart and to fight challenges and help people fight them. But I am telling you right now, if I could just pull you up, I would want you to hear what Jordan heard. I'm going to get God's arms around me, and I'm going to walk it out, and I'm not going to put people down if they go a different journey. And if this doesn't end the way I want, please don't put me down, because I'm lifting him up. That's all he's doing. That's what the natural, God-given, supernatural remedies from the natural. I hope and pray you get these natural remedies. Jordan, if our audience was here, they'd be standing and shouting, thanks be to God for your testimony. I'm praying that what happened to you will happen to hundreds and even thousands, if not millions of people watching. Your whole life changed. Well, I pray with all my heart you will get natural remedies, the probiotic diet and essential fasting. You know, we're trying to give food and water, and we've got 350,000 hungry, starving children and families located. And we need a miracle of support. $30, $50, $100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children. And I want you to listen, if you would please, right now to one of our missionaries who oversees so much of the work, literally helping us reach millions of people over the years and change their life by giving them food when they were starving to death. And you listen, and please hear God and do what leads you to do. Watch closely.
I'm here with a lady called Dominga. She's had two children, Franzinho and Moses. She's been sharing her story with us, and what you see is a mother with no hope, with lots of pain, broken because Moses is no longer with her.
Eu tinha pouco de peso. Foi a diarreia, voltou mais atrás. Chegamos em casa, a vitória se acabou.
She did all she could for Moses. Moses didn't die because Dominguez didn't do enough, didn't love enough, didn't care enough. She represents what so many mothers all over this continent represent, mothers who literally will do anything for their children. You know, my dad used to have a statement. He would say, are you man enough to be an African woman? Are you prepared to do what these mothers would do? She lost a child because there was nothing more she could do. Absolutely nothing more. And that's why she is the broken woman that she is. But it's also why she shares the fear around her remaining child. I'm scared that he's gonna die too. I've seen the pain inside of this woman. I see the desperation, and I see the fact that she has no hope. I hope you'll respond and say, yes, I'll do whatever I can do. Without you, it is impossible for me to leave here and give her a promise that her child won't suffer the fate that Moses did. We can't solve her broken heart for the loss of Moses, but we can restore hope, joy, and life.
Betty, I've held so many as you have, little children, sometimes holding them in their mother's arms, trying to give comfort to both. And when you see the pain, it's almost unbearable, impossible to actually describe. And you can see it far worse from what you saw right there, where Isaac was just kneeling with a particular example of loss and the desire not to lose more. But Betty, when our viewers watch and they see the need and they see the pain and they understand the cost of not getting food is death, it has moved our viewers. Do you feel today that our viewers understand the importance of when we say we found 350,000 children, that's situations like you just saw, but we can be the difference and we can see everything change? And do you believe they will be caught by the reality of that and the need for the compassion to be expressed?
I absolutely do. I feel as though, you know, how as I feel as a mother that's also lost a child, 40 years old, but she was still my daughter. She was my child. And so I know the loss that mother felt, but she has another child that she will lose too if we don't get help for that child. Can you please, with us, join together and let's be the hands to feed those children. Let's provide the nourishment that they need so that she can enjoy her other child grow up and watch him also someday come to know the Lord, which we also do. We share Christ with them. We feed their tummies. We fill them up, and then we present Jesus to them. That's a full package, wouldn't you think? So please join with us, and let's do it again.
It's been a miracle to watch. You know, Betty and I have been so blessed. We lost a daughter, and when she was 40, that 12 years ago, and we now have six grandchildren that she watches from heaven. But we have over 30 grandchildren, and we get to look at them and watch them live a healthy life. And we long for that for others. And don't tell me it can't happen in Africa and third world countries, because we're seeing it happen. We're seeing where children are just being buried nonstop, and go back, Betty, and see them in a church building singing praises, just singing the joy to the Lord. And I remember leaving one really big church where they had buried over 10,000 in the big graveyard that we had seen when we first found them in desperation. And then we began to feed and been feeding for 10 years or more, and went back and saw all these kids. They had on clothes that they had been donated from all over the world, because we asked people to send clothes. But they also were singing hymns and songs, and they just looked brand new. Matter of fact, they said, "We hope now that you see us that you'll still keep coming back," because we were still feeding them. But we were feeding them at the schoolyard, which was the church. That's where they were having school. So, Betty, when our viewers are touched by God and moved by God to extend His hands, miracles happen. Would you right now go and get your bank card and maybe use it for the best reason you've ever used it in your life, and make the largest gift you can to help us save those children's lives? $30, $50, or $100 literally will enable us to feed 3, 5, or 10 children. Would you do that? Could you give $1,000? Could you feed 100 children? I don't know what you can do, but do it. Make the best gift you can. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. Go now, get that card or get that check. But if you write a check, call us and tell us what you're sending. Please do it. We have some beautiful gifts to bless you in your life and in your personal health. But please be the miracle some mother longs for, some child desperately needs.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation to help you live your best life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request your health and wellness bundle. This 3-book set includes natural remedies as well as essential fasting, a simple eating strategy to accelerate weight loss, crush cravings, and reverse aging, and the probiotic diet that gives effective strategies to improve digestion, boost brain health, and supercharge your immune system. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, and for over two decades, my wife Nikki and I have been supporting the Ministries of Life. With any gift to Mission Feeding, you will transform the lives of 350,000 children in Africa by giving them nutritious food and a hope for the future. With your gift, you'll receive a powerful wellness bundle, which can bring the power of health and nutrition into your own home. Transform the lives of thousands and your own family. Do it today.
These children are here because they're hungry. Now, thanks to your support in the Mission Feeding Program, they're getting a meal today. They're getting that vitamin-enriched soup mix. And we will continue as long as you will enable us to, because what we're seeing is where Mission Feeding is, hope lives. There are many areas right now where Mission Feeding does not exist. We need to take it to them. We need to turn the malnutrition around for them so that they will look like these children, healthy, vibrant, alive. Look at these beautiful faces. Another face of success of Mission Feeding, thanks to you. Let's keep going. Let's reach another and another and another. Go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can. The lines are long, but we can meet the need.
Well, Betty, since we do some of these remedies, do you find them easy to follow?
I do. I think it's a very good book to keep on hand, because there's some situations and things come up in your life you don't expect sometimes. So it's just a nice, good, helpful book.
Well, we know pharmaceuticals can oftentimes do as much damage or more, and natural remedies normally do not have that effect. The probiotic diet and essential fasting, that's just doing healthy fasting, not what can prove to be not so healthy. We want to be a blessing to you. Thank you for helping us be a blessing to millions of people around the world. Thank you.
See Jesus fully in his role of prophet, king, Messiah, Lord.
Jesus revealed in the end times tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.